What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pebworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. Are you still needing to find the peace aspect of the holiday season? The Southwest Harbor Library has it covered this Tuesday, December 30th, 3 p.m. Come by for an origami crane folding hour at the library. Folding peace cranes has a long history at the Southwest Harbor Library. Over the years, approximately 25,000 cranes have been folded by young and old alike and sent around the world. All ages are welcome, and they'll teach those of us who don't know how to fold paper cranes. Papers are even provided. Want more details before you show up on Tuesday? swhplibrary.org. Ask and you shall receive, we are told. That was me wanting a silent book club. Well, on Tuesday, 5 p.m., if you're near Camden's Villager Cafe, pop in for their silent reading club. You can join fellow readers for a quiet stretch of silent reading. It's happy hour for the introverts. VillagerCafe.com for more information. Also on Tuesday, December 30th, Tuesday is the day of the week this week. Remember that Belfast celebrates the changing of the laureates. I plugged this last week, but these are some of my favorite people, so I want to be sure you know about it and plan to come. Incoming Belfast Poet Laureate joins outgoing laureate Maya Stein for an evening reading at the Belfast Library. But wait, there's more! Joy Longfellow will be reading as well. Joy's poem, Working Waterfront, won first prize in the Maine Postmark Poetry Contest, and she read it for this very show on November 1st. Did you miss it? No worries. WERU Archives, What's the Word on Main Street, so you can just pop over to weru.org, look for this show, What's the Word on Main Street, in the archives, and have a listen to Joy on November 1st's episode. Then, on the 30th, head to the Belfast Library to hear Audrey Gidman, Maya Stein, and Joy Longfellow. Also on Tuesday, see what I mean? We're invited to ring in the new year with Winter Harbor Music Community Opera, offering two performances of Johann Strauss II's sparkling comic opera, Die Fledermaus, The Bat, with the Down East Chamber Orchestra. Opera Die Fledermaus, known for mistaken identities, illicit liaisons, and champagne-fueled merriment. Winter Harbor Music Community Opera and the Down East Chamber Orchestra will perform this operetta on Tuesday, December 30th and Wednesday, December 31st. Both performances are at 7 p.m. at Hammond Hall in Winter Harbor. For more information, winterharbormusicfestival.org, which of course you want to look up anyway, because if you're like me, you're thinking, wait, Winter Harbor has an opera organization? Yes, yes it does. You know how here at What's the Word on Main Street, we stay laser-focused on the visual and literary arts, local opera notwithstanding. This next exhibit at Blue Hill Public Library is neither, and yet. The exhibit is entitled Tucked Away, and it features ephemera left in books donated to the library over the years. It opens January 2nd. Each year, the Friends of the Blue Hill Public Library sort, clean, and sell thousands of donated books from its basement bookstore, the Book Nook. Many of those donated books come with added surprises. Bookmarks, photographs, letters, and a range of sweet and funny keepsakes. They all tell their own stories. Beginning on Friday, February 2nd, the Friends will showcase the treasures they found in Tucked Away, a one-of-a-kind exhibit located in the Blue Hill Public Library's Howard Meeting Room. Looking ahead, down at the Center for Maine Contemporary Art, there's a free art lab, Miniature Cozy Interiors. This is happening next Saturday, January 3rd, 2 to 4 p.m. in Rockland at the Center for Maine Contemporary Art. Collage materials provided. It's a drop-in art lab, free and open to all. You can visit cmcanow.org. While there, you can catch the biennial, which is up until January 11th. CMCA's biennial is the longest-running survey of contemporary art by artists with ties to Maine. Get your New Year's resolutions ready, people. Write more, paint more, read more, go to more art shows, be more creative. This has been Bossy Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?